Hello everyone. Wanted to just come in and wish you all a very happy new year and all the best for 2022. I also want to take this opportunity to thank those of you who've supported Worship Unlimited for the past 10 years, just over 10 years. It's been an incredible journey and I'm sure the journey will continue. So I hope that you will stay with us over here on worshipunlimitedministries.org. I also want to thank Rachel for the tremendous work she does every week recording these devotionals. She really does ease my workload tremendously by doing this. So thank you, Rachel. Thank you for your support and your friendship and your loyalty to the ministry. I've chosen to read this week's devotional myself because the content is quite personal. So Rachel will be back next week, but for this week you have me. And the title of this week's devotional is When the Lord Closes a Door. So when I was growing up, one of my favourite films was The Sound of Music. And I think I watched it so many times that I could practically quote it word for word. Maybe I still could if I thought about it hard enough. One of the parts I liked best was when Maria left the convent, her safe place. All that she had ever wanted was to be a nun. And now she was being challenged with the possibility that perhaps this wasn't God's will for her life after all. And she begged to be allowed to remain, but was firmly but lovingly pushed out of the nest by the Reverend Mother. And as she leaves the convent, she says, "When the Lord closes a door, somewhere he opens a window." Before she launches into a rousing song about confidence. You all know the one, "I have confidence in confidence alone." I've often felt like Maria, sorely lacking in confidence, yet pretending I had bucket loads of the stuff. One of the most notable occasions that this happened was on the 9th of August 2011, when I prepared to press the letter M on my computer keyboard for the first time to speak to an internet radio audience. I didn't know how many people were listening to that broadcast, I still don't, but I think I would have felt equally nervous had I been speaking to one person or to 100. It didn't matter how many people were listening, I would have felt equally nervous. And I can still hear the shake in my voice as I listen back to that recording. I introduced myself, I explained why I had chosen the name Worship Unlimited and so on, and I talked about my new show. But I wouldn't have even had the confidence to think about broadcasting if it hadn't been for my two lovely friends, Bruce and Caroline, out in Winnipeg. And, you know, they believed in me. And they taught me how to operate the new technology, the new software I had to use in order to broadcast. I could have chosen to do any kind of show, as my taste in music has always been pretty varied. But I felt from the outset that I needed to use internet radio as a means of sharing the gospel. 10.5 years later, on the 22nd of December 2021, I pressed that letter M to switch on the microphone again. Only this time, it wasn't to say hello, it was to say goodbye. Because another season of my life was drawing to an end. Another door was gently swinging closed. And I say gently because I have never been a believer in slammed or locked doors. The option will always be there to do another radio show, albeit a one-off, perhaps for Christmas or Easter or some other special occasion. And I certainly don't intend closing the door on the wonderful friendships I've made as a result of my 10-year broadcasting career. A lot has changed in 10 years, both internally and externally. I started out broadcasting alone. I ended with a co-host, and having Lou working alongside me was a huge blessing. I began hesitant, merely playing music, greeting listeners, and perhaps talking a little about my life and things I've been doing between songs. I closed with the confidence to conclude each show with a live prayer, And that sometimes went on for a long time, sometimes over 15 minutes, depending on the number of prayer requests we'd received. The first time the Lord challenged me to pray on air, I was scared stiff. But it became a special part of the show, especially during difficult times like the recent pandemic, or when I knew particular listeners were going through really, really trying times of suffering. And I was privileged to receive words from the Lord, resulting in beautiful emails from people who said that God had used me to say just the right thing at just the right time. And that was such a humbling experience. So why did I give it all up? When a ministry becomes as much a part of you as Worship Unlimited was for me, it's so easy to just keep on keeping on. It becomes what you do, part of your identity. It gives you that feeling of satisfaction that you're actually making an impact for the kingdom of God. Yet, as Solomon so beautifully put it in the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Sometimes I think we become so absorbed in what we're doing, so convinced that this is the way it's always going to be, that we miss out on God's seasons. I began feeling a turning of the seasons at the beginning of 2021. I had always loved broadcasting, but I became tired. I felt I was lacking in energy, and I felt I had less to give than in previous years. So I did what I felt to be the sensible thing. I took 2 weeks off. I hadn't done much of that during my 10 years. So I thought it would be the making of me, that I would come back all refreshed and eager to go on. Yet I didn't. The restlessness was still there. Next, I tried to convince myself I was just being lazy, or that perhaps this was an attack of the enemy to try and stop me being fruitful in the ministry that God had given me. So I prayed, I gritted my teeth, and I carried on through the summer. But instead of the feelings passing, they only grew. And as the summer drew to a close, I began asking God more specific questions about Worship Unlimited. I dared to lay my cards out on the table and ask him if my time as a broadcaster was maybe coming to an end. Then finally, as September came to a close, I had my answer, and I felt God's peace about letting it go. Even then, I held back from telling anyone just in case he would change his mind. But the day came and the emails were sent out. Since Christmas has always been a special time for me and for my listeners, I felt it would be the perfect time for the curtain to fall, and so it did. Now, as I sit here at the beginning of a new year, it feels strange not to be planning a radio show for Wednesday evening. However, some things haven't changed. I still feel the Lord wants me to continue with this website, and I still will do so for as long as he inspires me with the devotionals and the new ideas. A door has closed, but somewhere a window is opening. I can only feel the slightest breeze gently playing with my hair at the moment, and I'm not sure which direction the wind will take. However, I have an inkling that God is calling me to return to one of my earliest passions, going right back to my childhood, and that's creative writing. The Lord gives his children all kinds of gifts. Sometimes we use a gift for a season, and then we are presented with another to be used for what God has for us next. I always wrote as far back as I could remember. I blush at some of my earliest attempts at stories, but I have to remind myself of how young I was when I wrote them. During my 2 weeks break last spring, I tentatively sat by my computer to see if I could still do it. I kept feeling this urge to write, but there was never enough time. I came up with every excuse in the book. Then I took the plunge, and it was like a dam burst inside me. I won't tell you how many pages I've written since, because, quite frankly, it's embarrassing. It's enough to say that I am well and truly addicted, and I'm loving my not-so-new old hobby. How far will it take me? Well, that's up to Jesus. But I'm eternally grateful to be walking into this new season with him holding my hand. Although some things in life change, he never does. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to end this by thanking all of you who have supported Worship Unlimited for the past 10 years and encouraging you to keep coming back to this website for the weekly fellowship. That's why I do this, because God shares words and ideas with me and I simply pass them on to all of you. I wish you a happy and blessed new year, and I pray that we will end 2022 closer to our Saviour than we have ever been before. As Lisa Turkest, the president of Proverbs 31 Ministries, continually loves to remind us, God is good. God is good to me. God is good at being God. That is an eternal truth, no matter the season.